Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from today's epistle reading in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul writes, Christ's love compels us. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him, who died for them and rose again. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. There is something missing in the lives of many Americans. There is something often missing in the lives of you and me. It is not something material, because like the rich fool in the parable in today's gospel reading, we have more material abundance than any other people in the world. In fact, we have more material abundance than any other people in all of human history. You may not realize it, but in our modern American society, the material aspects of human civilization have reached an astounding level, never before equaled or even dreamed of. And yet there is something missing in the lives of many Americans. There is something often missing in the lives of you and me. It is not something material. It goes much deeper than that. We are missing something inside, something spiritual, something far more important, far more significant than anything material. Like the rich fool in the parable, what we are often missing is a purpose for our lives, a reason for living. Like him, our purpose in life is often nothing more profound than to eat, drink, and be merry. You could compare our lives to a beautiful luxury cruise liner, filled with all sorts of wonderful things, but lacking a rudder. Without direction, it sails around in circles, going nowhere year after year. In the same way, though our lives are filled with many wonderful things, yet we often lack a spiritual rudder. Without direction, our lives go nowhere. We sail around in meaningless circles year after year. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can have a spiritual rudder to give you direction for your life. You can have a purpose in your life. You do have a reason for living. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Live for him. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. With his perfect life, with his sacrificial death on the cross, with his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ reconciles you to God. God does not count your sins against you. Your sins are all forgiven because of Jesus Christ. Paul says Christ's love compels us. Christ's love gives you a spiritual rudder, a compelling purpose, a reason for living. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Live for him. Live for him, first of all, by giving him your heart. Turn over your heart, your life, your very being, all that you are and have, turn it over to Jesus. Believe in him. Trust in him. Come to him in faith. He is your Savior, waiting with open arms, waiting for you. And whoever comes unto me, Jesus says, I will never cast him out. Live for him by giving him your heart. Live for him by worshiping him, as the Psalms say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. And as Paul says in Colossians, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Live for him by worshiping him. Live for him by reading, hearing, studying, learning his word. Again, Paul says in Colossians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And the Apostle Peter says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus himself put it simply, if you remain in my word, you are truly my disciples. Live for him by hearing, reading, studying, learning his word. Live for him by accepting his invitation to his altar, to eat his body with the bread and drink his wine with the blood. This do, Jesus says, in remembrance of me. Live for him by accepting his invitation to his altar. Live for him by coming before him in prayer. Do not be anxious about anything, Paul says in Philippians, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. As the Psalms say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. Live for him by coming before him in prayer. Live for him by serving him. As Psalm 100 says, serve the Lord with gladness. And as Paul says in Romans, never be lacking in zeal, but keep up your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Live for him by serving him. Live for him by giving generously to the work of his church. Again, Psalm 100 says, bring an offering and come into his courts. And Paul admonishes us in 2 Corinthians, excel in this grace of giving. Live for him by giving generously to the work of his church. Live for him a holy life. Paul says in Philippians, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And in Romans, he admonishes us, put aside the deeds of darkness. Do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Live for him a holy life. Live for him in your everyday life, in your work and interactions and relationships. These two are important ways to serve the Lord, by serving others with honest labor, by showing all patience, kindness, and compassion in your daily life. Always remember, it's not just when you're doing church work that you're doing the Lord's work. As Paul says in Colossians, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Live for him in your everyday life, in your work, interactions, and relationships. Live for him in your family life by showing tender love and devotion. As Paul says in Colossians, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds you together in perfect unity. This Father's Day, remember your special role living for him within your family. As father, mother, husband, wife, son, daughter, brother, sister. by showing to one another tender love and devotion. Live for him by sharing the good news of Jesus. The good news that God is love, and he showed his love for us by sending his only begotten Son as a sacrifice to pay for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Share this good news by speaking it and by showing it, living a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Live for him by sharing in your life the good news of Jesus. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. He died for you and rose again, so that you are right with God, and when you die, you also will rise to eternal life. Jesus promises, everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Your life has purpose. Your life has meaning. Do not be like the rich fool in the parable, living simply for yourself. Look to Jesus. Believe in him. Live for him. Amen.